Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki Balancing Form and Essence. Today there won't be a show because I'm not able to create one this week. I've been thinking about it, and every time I think of an idea for the show, something happens and it doesn't really work out. So I've decided that this week is my week off because I want to give you something that really comes from my heart and mind and is my truth for that moment, and not something that I feel like I have to do in order to fill my contract with you, which is there. So I've been working hard on not feeling guilty. I really appreciate your faithful listening, and if you're a new listener, please come back next week. There will be a show. I want to also just say to you that there's a listener from England who's a Reiki master. Her name is Mamta Nanda, and she wanted to start a Facebook for those listeners from the show. So I have included that address on my e-card. So please go there if you feel moved so, and share your responses and get into conversations about some of the shows. I think she's really excited by it, and she has her own great responses to the show, and I think that's really wonderful. This is what the show is really about for me. It's about community and also about feeling this connection that we have, even though perhaps our Reiki treatments don't look alike or we don't have the same feelings for different things. It's still Reiki, and it's still a very common human, very deep experience of oneness. In listening and to myself, I think about the movie Avatar, and of course, really love the movie, even what one of my friends called the violent war parts, because I feel like there are violent and war parts inside of me, even still. And one of these that comes up for me within the Reiki community is the coming together of oral tradition, which is a really important part of the teaching process for me. The history, which some people take literally as the truth and other people take it as a fairy tale. And I hold it somewhere in the middle. And, you know, lately I've been listening to my grandmother's recordings of the history and thinking about, well, what is the truth? And would she lie about this? Or why would she say that? Was she willing to impress people? What was going on? And I think those are questions that have been asked a lot in the community and perhaps even by you. And I would like to address those in the next weeks because I feel like, I don't know, it's a kind of healing process for me in this time of my journey. So take good care, and thank you very much for your understanding. I hope that I have it. And I'll be back with you next week for Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.